Back Talk is an extension of the long-running, award-winning movie review show, It's Movie Time, which airs Fridays at 4:01 and 8:01 p.m. on WCBE 90.5 FM, Columbus, Ohio. Produced and hosted by John DeSando, this podcast features additional content and banner with guests. Back Talk is listed by FeedSpot as one of the top 10 movie review podcasts on NPR.
I love hearing that. We so deserve it.
We do.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Wayne Miller.
And this is
Back Talk.
Oh, yeah. Now, we've got two films today, not ordinary for us, and they're both horror films, and that's going to be our theme for these two. But I just wanted to preface this by saying that we've had a checkered career with horror films.
Yes.
And we don't pretend to be experts, but we do love to go to them, particularly when there's nobody else in the audience, so that we can yell and scream about it.
Which in both the face we
and
were.
one of the films today, we're doing The Watchers, and In a Violent Nature. The director of Watchers is Ishana Shyamalan, daughter of M. Night Shyamalan. We did not a very good job one time on her father's film called Split, I think.
I think so.
Yeah,
because he's done so many, and that was kind of a trilogy in a way, that Split was the...
But we knew that we were bad, and believe me, we've been doing this for over 20 years, so it was the only time we made a misstep, because we went to a happy hour before we saw the movie.
Yeah.
And I don't think we were fair to the movie.
Well, and of course, we have our own split personalities as the movie did. And I tell you, her dad, and how appropriate that, this is airing sometime around Father's Day, but that she's, kind of a chip off the old block, let's say.
Yeah.
And the movie that really got my attention of his, that goes back about 30 years ago, was The Sixth Sense.
Yeah,
I really, really like that movie, and it seems like since then, practically every movie he does kind of like dwindling.
Well, let's talk about that on Back Talk.
Back Talk.
And so right now we're doing these two movies.
Yep.
And I'd like to think, now tell me if I'm wrong, I'd like to think that Watchers is a horror film and that our other film is a slasher film.
Exactly.
Okay. So,
in
a violent nature.
Two different genres.
Exactly.
There.
And now I think, would you say horror is the umbrella?
Yes.
And then underneath it is a slasher?
Exactly. And books that I've read and articles I've read about genres, and they talk about in different, like we have war movies and comedy and gangster movies and westerns and things like that. And the horror film, and it could really kind of split off into some. And some of them say it's two different genres, science fiction and horror. And I would say both these films, Watchers and In a Violent Nature, have elements of both, and especially kind of the science fiction, especially with the Watchers, when we come to find out later that it was really kind of a scientific research that the scientist was doing that they discover, in these creatures.
Yeah. And for
that live underground during the day, come out at night, and you're caught in the woods overnight.
What we might mention is that, yes, we do see the creatures, but it's a mistake as far as I'm concerned. Why bother to illustrate them? So much better left to the imagination.
Exactly. Exactly. Especially because one of the things that these Watchers can do, and in one of the reviews I was reading that I'd forgotten it, they kind of mentioned, I think it was when this scientist was discussing, researching these people and living out there, that they have a sense of mimicry, and they're called changelings. And I think that was an important plot point of this movie, is that it's hard to trust somebody because, quote, it could be one of these mimickers.
Well, as we look at it, one of our favorite femmes is Dakota Fanning.
Yes, saving grace of the movie, because she's a good actress. She does very well. I fell in love with that kid as an actress when she did, it was like in 2005, nearly 20 years ago, The War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise, and played his daughter. And she did a superb job.
Well, she's stone cold in this one.
Stone cold.
Right, and she's very good for it. And she hooks up in the coop, which is some kind of a shed with a big plate glass window. actually a mirror.
Yes.
Because you can't see out. You can see, and that's the watchers come by every night.
So make sure
you're there. Yeah. Make sure you don't be late.
Don't be late. Right. Yeah, you're going to get caught.
Right.
Supposedly the one, there's four people, and an older woman, a younger guy, a younger woman,
and then the
older woman that yells at Dakota's, her name is Mina, as Mina's car breaks down, gets lost in the woods, and the woman, she sees this, like, big door, and this woman's at the door saying, come in, or they'll get you.
Well, anyway, that's our example of a horror film. But let's look at our example for a slasher in a violent nature. Now, I have to say that title is supercharged, right?
Supercharged.
Because we have two natures here. We have human nature, and we have good old nature, which is beautifully photographed.
But also, what it shares, both movies share in common, though, the woods.
Yes,
that,
thank you.
You know, it's enough that makes me not want to go hiking. Because, you know, and of course, it goes back and probably not a horror film per se, but something that really how bad the woods could be is the movie Deliverance.
Right.
But here in a violent nature, and now we've, the two films, John, the one thing, one is The Watchers, is the plot gets so convoluted that I had to read about it, but in a violent nature, my God.
Well, all you have to do is see Chainsaw Massacre.
Yes.
And you got it.
Chainsaw Massacre, but also it has some tropes there of teenagers in peril.
And comely teenagers. They're never ugly teenagers except the one that's going to get off.
Yeah, really. But also a masked predator.
Yeah, right.
And I love Dawn's that looks like, to me, it looked like a murderous minion, eyes and everything.
It's an old 19th century fire department mask. Your dad would love that.
And it looked kind of like one of those deep sea diving masks.
Yes, right.
Mixed with a World War I gas.
But anyway, he's not wielding a chainsaw, but he's wielding a couple of devices, including chains, and he's not nice to the youngsters that you're talking about.
Oh, definitely not. And once again, that's used often, the woods.
Yes.
The metaphor of nature.
Yeah, which
nature could turn on you, both of them.
Watchers is in Ireland?
Yes, Western Ireland.
And what a beautiful green.
Oh, God, yes. And really, what was cool about In a Violent Nature, that the Steadicam, one thing that, different than like the Halloween or Friday the 13th or some of those others, that you get the POV of the villain. In this, you're more of an observer. You follow along with him. And one of the reviews I read about Violent Nature is that they think that the suspense of it could have been better served with a music soundtrack. This, I think, it was much better.
I agree with you,
You're hearing what he's hearing.
Well, remember, our young film critic friends at Lennox.
Yes.
That we talked with. They didn't like it was so slow, and I understood.
Oh, come on. Slow?
I know, but I really felt that was his edge. And now with Watchers, I really believe that there's one of the levels is allegorical, of course.
Yes.
It has something to do with observation, TV, Facebook, looking at other people observing.
Right.
But in a violent nature, it's a pretty straightforward cliche, right?
Exactly. And because there's always a backstory. And a lot of backstories in these movies, a lot of times, as with both of these in a way, mommy issues. And the Watchers.
You're so right.
Is still grieving over the accidental death caused by her of her mom.
In the woods, In this very woods?
And in a violent nature, he had mommy issues because it has a Hitchcock type of what MacGuffin, as he would call it, that drove the thing in this. The teenagers, why they get in trouble, they come across a burned out like fire station or whatever, and there's a locket.
Right.
And they take the locket.
It's a good MacGuffin.
It's
a good MacGuffin.
That mom had given
him. It certifies the mom issues.
That kept his evil nature.
This has been 60 years he's been molding. But he still comes out like a scarred middle-aged man.
Yes, with traces of his lumberjack type of flannel shirt on, plaid flannel shirt. And what it is, what he died was a prank by these Fire Watchers.
All right, enough,
or whatever.
Enough. Watchers and yep. In a Violent Nature, both in theaters these days.
Yes.
And one of these, yes, Watchers is PG-13. Where do you get the, who's watching these movies?
I know. The other one.
Right. It's not even rated. I know. So we have an unusual take for us at Talk.
Yep.
That is, we have two films today, not just one, and the two horror and slasher film.
Right.
Both horror films.
Yeah.
And at least as far as our simplification of this is, we see the slasher film as a subgenre.
Yep.
And the horror is the umbrella.
Yeah.
Yep. So do you have anything further? People are going to have to go back online and listen to us on It's Movie Time to get the meat of what we started with.
Yep.
Now we're moving off into, I think, this will take us the time, horror territory.
Kind of a historical perspective of where these fit in the genre.
So does that fit with you? I really liked your comment about the point of view, and I wanted to say that again. Violent Nature, right?
Yes.
We do have the camera almost behind him. We're following behind him.
Which in some ways is kind of funny but what really it reminds me of, my favorite film, Chinatown, that you don't see a lot of stuff through Jack Nicholson's hero's point of view. You don't see things, but you're with him. He's in every scene.
He's in every shot,
and
yes.
He is, and it's like you're looking over his shoulder, and that's what In a Violent Nature is, that you follow this guy around. And you talk about following him around, and one of the critics of a review I was reading, he says, and he counted screen time, that half the movie is him walking through, you know, Johnny is his name, I think quite appropriately, and
yeah.
I don't think his last name was DeSando, but anyhow, Johnny the murderer, and we follow him around through the woods.
Yeah.
But then also as almost in a way horrifically graphic, but also I think kind of amusing, how he dispatches the poor teens.
The kills in this are about as inventive as you've ever seen.
He takes the poor Smokey Ranger.
He keeps hitting away.
My God, it looked like he was on the Waltons with their sawmill, you know. especially when he puts his arm there. And I tell you, it looks so realistic. But when he has that thing in that guy's mouth and not decapitated.
All right. We're not completely tyros at this because we watch a few horror films.
Yes.
But we're not Hope or George. Hope Madden or George Wolf, who really know their horror films.
They're big on that.
That's Mad Wolf, and they're terrific reviewers.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. One we saw recently that we'd have to admit, and a little bit different from everything we've been talking about, Godzilla Minus One.
That is kind of like taking it out there, yeah. Well, when you have a murderous thing, and it could be huge monsters.
Better than that, how about Abigail?
Oh, yeah.
Which is one of your favorites.
Oh, yeah, or Megan 3.
Yeah,
Megan,
yeah.
Megan. That, give me like a little young, evil, you know, like all the Omen movies with little
The first Omen recently.
Yes.
Was well received.
Exactly.
And that was in that motief of the young nun.
Yes.
You remember being there?
Well, which is also, in some ways, a subgenre of horror.
Boy, it's getting that way. You're getting enough.
You know, the other one that you saw recently with the other young nun pregnant.
There's an element of humor, at least in a violent nature, right? Don't you think there's some humor?
Yeah.
But one I thought that's different from what we've talked about, you haven't seen yet, Late Night with the Devil.
Oh, I want to see that.
Late Night with
the
Devil.
I might even go buy it because
get it online for $10 or whatever.
That sort of thing, because I love the whole cheesy.
And it's made for you. It is made for you. It's right out of the 70s, and it's here's one that both of us like, and we're looking for coming up.
Yeah.
A Quiet Place.
Oh yes, there was Quiet Place, and then there's Quiet Place 2.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So this is a third one.
Oh, the third one. I'm sorry. You're right.
The
origin.
It's the origin story of spider-like or whatever these things that come down.
Now, listen, and we can recommend it. I certainly can because it makes a very strong statement about how much we use our phones, for instance, and how distracted we are from each other. You can't say anything.
Yes.
You can barely breathe in this movie. It's wonderful.
God. Be dead in 2 minutes. You know how loud we are. Those creatures would be on us like white on rice.
You know, in 1979.
Yep.
when you talk about all the horror films that have come since then, how many do you think have been influenced by Alien?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That one was more of a haunted house stories.
Yeah.
But what's interesting in some of these is how people are picked off one by one.
Yes, and you're right.
Particularly in a violent nature.
Yes, and you're right. But anyway, for Alien, I think the monster there kind of set was the litmus test for all monsters after that.
Other subgenres from either monster or alien, outer space, type of things.
Yes.
That particularly, a Predator was another one like that with Arnold Schwarzenegger and a creature that would come down and hunt humans. But an alien, definitely. But kind of more of a haunted house type of feel.
Yeah.
But this all-powerful creature.
Yeah.
Almost like this Johnny in A Violent Nature.
Well, and let's look at a completely different type of horror film. And I think there are people who would not even call it a horror film. But this came out in 2 years ago called The Menu.
Oh.
And you haven't seen it.
No, I haven't.
Right, and that's the chef as the as the predator.
Yes. That one?
Yes.
And the woman, a good actress.
Yes, he's the predator of all the toffs who are coming to have their special dinner, and he's going to take care of them. So he still fulfills the obligation of that slasher type.
Okay. And the whole food metaphor, too,
with
some of those, kind of like even going back to the demon barbarous Fleet Sweeney Todd.
And looking at more sophisticated horror films back about 7 years ago, one that I think the two of us really liked, Get Out.
Oh.
Would you say? Very sophisticated.
Yes. And another one with Jordan Peele that's kind of like sometimes Nope.
Yes, and Nope. Very good. Yep.
And Us.
Yes, thank you.
And kind of like in The Watchers. These were these other creatures that would take over, that lived underground or whatever.
Yeah. How about this one, which I think has stayed with us? And I wonder, I can't call it a slasher film at all, but in 17.
Yes, yeah.
It's a different kind of horror.
Yeah, the clown.
Yeah.
And once again, it's more kind of like the Omen type of thing, because it's the devil's involved.
Yes.
In a way. Yeah. Or something like that, that is other, kind of otherworldly, not an alien maybe, but an otherworldly supernatural type of thing.
And outside of the formula, except as it goes toward the end, way back in 80.
Okay.
One that we revere.
Oh, Halloween?
The Shining.
Oh, The Shining. Yeah.
How about that for a variation?
Yeah. It is. And Jack Nicholson. And once again, it really fits there because of the whole ghost.
And his axe is a visual memory for
that. Well, don't forget that we stayed in that the hotel where Stephen King got the inspiration.
You're so right. Oh, my. One that I thought that I'm one of our two films today kind of patterned a little bit, The Witch.
Oh, yes, with a little Anya.
Yes.
Taylor-Joy or whatever, yes.
And that was 9 years ago.
Yeah. There's a lot of witch motif ones out there, too, that are very good.
We haven't gone way far back because it's pretty much in the culture, and we don't need to tell people stuff they already know. I'd like to offer one horror film that really has affected me because I went to Georgetown.
Okay. Oh, The Exorcist.
The Exorcist.
Yes.
And I don't think anybody's been able quite to catch whatever that is about The Exorcist. It's memorable.
What's memorable about it is when you've got like a little teenage girl, definitely the demon turned her into a bad seed, but spouting both obscenities as well as split pieces.
Yes.
Now, can I throw one out that I think almost sums up some of these.
All right, do it.
Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, wonderful.
There's this like big thing within like little glass cages of everybody's worst nightmare. And in a way, that movie, especially the whole metaphor of the woods and a cabin out there, but everybody's fears that are in this. I have to go back and see it again.
Oh, no,
very interesting.
I want to mention a couple others that I know will get a reaction from you.
Yep.
Again, totally different, but not different. Last Voyage of the Demeter.
Oh, God. You talk about a huge subgenre of the horror films, the vampire thing.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And the Nosferatu type stuff.
Oh, my God.
We love that.
That's good stuff.
Kind of a bald-headed, pointy-eared, rat-like creature.
Try to give the Shyamalans their due.
Yeah.
I liked, and I don't know if you saw it, but I liked, I think you did Old back about 3 years ago.
Yes. People out on the beach and they age quickly.
Now, notice how much Rod Serling has taken from this genre and softened it.
Or Rod Serling, an inspiration for them.
It could be the other way around.
Or that old TV series, The Outer Limits.
Let
me throw another Shyamalan Signs.
You mentioned the Sixth Sense. I almost didn't mention them because it seems so obvious, but it may not be to people.
Anyway, he did one of the a wise thing with that one, in that he kept the monster, the alien, under wraps, so to speak, until later in the movie.
Yes,
that you don't see that much of. It's not overused, and that was the one issue I had with the violent nature. Too much walking in the woods.
Yeah, you know. And now, do you remember The Descent?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you and I both like that? That's some of our favorite ladies.
I really liked that. And boy, once again, woods metaphor, of course, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Spelunking cavern. Creatures that we don't know about.
Right.
You know, they always talk about fairies. In fact, I think even in The Watchers.
And usually they can't see because they haven't... Usually,
and they're like little blind moles.
And boy, is that a good one.
Oh.
Now, here's another one that will elicit a response from you, but I don't know if you saw this. 9 years ago, a really odd one, Bone Tomahawk.
No, I did not.
You didn't see it, and I just want to recommend it to people who want.
Okay.
It has the Western motif in it.
Yes.
And these are creatures, so to speak, who are living up in those caves. I guess you can call this a horror film, The Hunt.
Oh, yes.
That's 4 years ago.
The liberals hunting the conservatives in the woods with a great actress. And one of the best fight scenes, girl-on-girl fight scenes, between her and Hilary Swank. A mashup of genres, Western movies with a horror type of thing. One that I thought was really good, Aliens versus Cowboys or whatever, actors, Daniel Craig, Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
You know, really very interesting movie, I felt, but ugly aliens.
Well, I don't know if we've done Ashana Shyamalan any good. Or Chris Nash, whom we didn't mention, is the director of the Violent Nature.
I think feature film debut.
Yes,
I believe. Yeah. Yes.
So we've certainly detoured off of our original two, but we're very happy because it was good to see that we're not ignorant about horror films. We just have a very democratic look at them. You know, universal Catholic view of all of them.
We have an affinity with serial killers, murderous aliens.
And then you put the attractive young ladies there, always looking for the smart one that looks like Summer.
Yes, you know, we had in The Violent Nature and in a way the one young lady, Sarah, in The Watchers too. I think Dakota Fanning. She really made that film.
And we're not going to fill the theaters with our shows today.
No,
they're going to be just as bare as when we go there. But that's okay with us.
Oh, it's better.
Yeah.
It keeps somebody from going out and complaining to a teenage assistant manager to come in to reprimand me for being too loud in the movie.
Well, lest anybody forget, the two movies that we had for today, Watchers and In a Violent Nature.
Yep.
And for those of you who are mature enough to take them and understand the genres that we're talking about, these fulfill all of your expectations, and I think even more, if you can put up with some of the slowness, the walking through the forest that you were talking about.
Yep.
If you can put up with it, I can.
And both of them had kind of an interesting denouement, of an ending. You know, the one that left us in a violent nature, both kind of speechless as far as, it's over? What the hell?
Yeah. In Watchers, we had to have the depiction of the monster, and we both are not happy with that.
Yeah, that we find out, and that we won't give it away, but it was somebody.
All right, that's it now. Who thought we wouldn't be able to hold off for a half an hour
on
horror films? Maybe because there's some horror in our life somewhere. Maybe it could be in our political system.
Oh, you're going to go there. You probably cut that out, yeah.